Pro-Palestinian students at Columbia who overnight occupied a building to protest the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza say they will not leave until the university divests its money from Israel and grants the protesters amnesty. The scene was different overnight in Northern California. Police cleared two buildings that students at Cal Poly Humboldt were occupying. Frederick Lawrence is a former president of Brandeis University and a professor of law at George Washington University. His expertise is civil rights, free expression, bias crimes. Professor, as you're watching this unfold, what are you thinking?
Well, Robin, I'm thinking that this is a situation in which a lot more time better be spent listening than is going on right now. I think that when you back students into a corner, you often get the kind of activity that we're now seeing. So what I'm hoping can still happen is taking a page out of the book that's being used very well at a place like Northwestern, where a deal was just struck between the administration and the student protesters, allowing them to use the quad for certain purposes, restricting it for other purposes, turning off the loud noise at 12 o'clock at midnight, for example, so people can sleep and study. That kind of very sensible discussion, I'm hoping that we're going to see more of that going forward, because right now what I'm seeing is very counterproductive on a lot of our campuses.
Well, let me ask you about that, because some people see protests as very productive. They draw attention. They let people know we're serious about this. And, you know, you say that talks are good, and there are students who are looking for talks and ways to end some of these confrontations. But as you well know, there are off-campus instigators, and there are people who do believe sincerely that the attention that these protests are getting, it's worth the upset.
Upset is not what troubles me here. Protests to cause upset and raise visibility are a time-honored tradition going back to the early days of our country. What does concern me is where protest turns into acts of violence, where the university has to respond. What does concern me is peaceful protests being broken up by the excessive introduction of law enforcement too early. So I think in all those cases, that's what I mean by counterproductive.
Okay, well, now we're talking about the school side of the equation. When should police be called in? Should police be called in?
I think police should be called in as a last resort. I think prior to that, you try to do as much of this as you possibly can with campus security. And you start with the proposition that expression, including protesting expression, is one of the core values of the institution: academic freedom, free expression, free inquiry. This is the hallmark of the institution. Safety is what facilitates that. We don't exist as universities to be safe. We're safe in order to do what universities do. That's create knowledge, disseminate knowledge, and to ask hard questions and try to come up with answers to it. So when should a university clamp down on expression? Where there's actual threats, where there's actual assaults, and where there is actual interference with the operation of the university. Yeah. That leaves a wide range for protesting behavior to go forward, including behavior that makes people uncomfortable, that may even be inconvenient. That shouldn't be restricted.
No.
What should be restricted is actual threats, actual interruption with the way in which the university has to function.
What about free speech? It does make people uncomfortable. When does it cross over into being dangerous?
I think it becomes dangerous when you're actually in the context of real threats. If you're short of threats, speech that challenges, speech that even provokes, it can be very unpleasant to listen to this. I don't want to understate that. But at the end of the day, that is the cost of living in a free society and living in a democracy, that people hear things that perhaps they wish they hadn't heard. Mm. That's different from threatening people. That's where it crosses the line.
Well, what about the chant from the river to the sea? The ACLU says that pro-Palestinian protesters chanting this is free speech. But many Jewish people say it calls for the destruction of Israel, and it makes them feel threatened, that they see it as violent and threatening.
The best way to figure out whether something is threatening is to look first and foremost, what is the intent of the speaker? If the speaker is saying things that are designed to threaten, that's one thing. I think from the river to the sea means lots of things to lots of different people. Some people do mean it in a threatening way, and I think that's one thing. Some people mean it to say that they believe that the Palestinian people have certain rights that haven't been respected, and I think that's a view that certainly is One you can agree with, disagree with, but you couldn't say is threatening.
And this is going to spark a lot of conversation. I know we'll continue to have it. But what about amnesty in the few seconds we have? If a student is suspended or expelled, should that follow them through their lives? Would you grant amnesty to the occupiers of the buildings, for instance, who are asking for it?
I'd like to know a lot more about how we got to the situation of a building being occupied, but I think you do best in these situations by beginning with the understanding that the students are not they, the students are we. There's only one entity here, it's the university. The students, the faculty, the staff, the administration are all part of the same entity. And that once you start with that proposition, you're looking for solutions. Universities don't exist to punish. They don't exist to discipline. Sometimes we have to punish. Sometimes we have to discipline. But that's not the core mission. The core mission is to educate. And so I think that universities would do very well to try to find their way through all of these situations in a way that reduces the tension and doesn't incite the tension.
Get to the teachings on the other side. Frederick Lawrence, former president of Brandeis, thank you.
Pleasure being with you.